summer is upon us, but as we know here in Wisconsin, it's not going to last long, so it's time to soak up the sunshine while it lasts.
With the sunshine comes days at the beach, hikes outside, and ice cream trucks staking out their claim in your neighborhood, but there's also a bounty that the summer brings.
Vegetables, as it so happens, love June and July as much as we do. From corn, avocados, zucchini to tomatoes, these are all at their freshest during the summer months.
And here to talk with us now about how to make summer veggies shine during your next meal is Erin Alderson. Erin is a cookbook author and founder of the vegetarian cooking website NaturallyElla.com. Erin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again.
So from a veggie perspective, how great of a season is summer?
It's amazing. I mean, you really can't go wrong with almost anything that's growing right now.
And, you know, every season has their stars. You know, in December, you might have really great kale. What to you stands out the most about, you know, the summer months?
That's a tough question.
Sorry, I mean, putting you on the spot.
No, I just feel like there's so many good things. I mean, tomatoes, obviously. Tomatoes are just one of those things that I rarely buy out of season because they just taste so good during the summer. But I also have a really soft spot for sweet corn and green beans, too.
Yeah, those are pretty not common, but tomatoes in the winter taste basically like hard water at that point.
Yep.
So totally am with you there on the tomatoes and the corn specifically.
So Erin, tell us about some tips to find that great produce. We see it this time of year at produce stands. We see it at the farmer's market. It's also at the grocery store. But what should we be looking for to make sure that we're getting the freshest ingredients during the summer?
I think for most items, color is a really good assessment. Just making sure that it has, I mean, it's very vibrant colors this time of year. And then also with a lot of ingredients, making sure that it's crisp or that it has a really nice, you know, I'm thinking specifically with green beans, you want to make sure that there's a good color and a nice crispness to them. Tomatoes, you want them to be just kind of firm, not super soft, with really good color all around. And I find that just going to the farmer's market a lot too is amazing this time of year because the markets are overflowing and it's great to talk to the farmers and they can often point out some more tips as well.
Yeah, I want to stick with the farmer's market because we have a huge one and I mean, we are full of farms in Wisconsin and farmer's markets are huge throughout the state. People might be a little bit nervous talking to their vendors at a farmer's market. How should people maybe engage with the people they're buying their veggies from?
I think just asking kind of simple questions like, you know, what's the best way to look at this produce or, you know, do they have any tips for cooking it up or how they like to serve it? Or, I mean, I find that a lot of times, as long as, you know, the farmer's market isn't overly crowded, that the people running the booth really love to chat about what they're doing because, they have their hands in the dirt. They know what's going on with everything.
It seems like summer vegetables are some of the most versatile things that you can cook with, and there are certainly times in the summer where it's hot outside. This weekend sounds like it's going to be a scorcher here in Wisconsin. You know, the last thing I want to be doing is standing in front of the stove and cooking something up, but these are ingredients that you could easily throw in a salad or maybe a cold noodle dish. Talk about how versatile summer produce can be.
Yeah, I really try hard not to turn my oven on. I mean, I'm in California in Sacramento and the summer is 110 degrees. And so turning the oven on just really isn't an option, but there is so much you can do. I mean, tomatoes are great raw. Cucumbers are something that we haven't mentioned yet. Also, I mean, amazing. I'll just slice cucumbers and eat them for a snack with a little bit of hummus. And I could live on that practically all summer. Even you know, peppers, sweet corn, even zucchini. I won't cook sometimes. I'll shave zucchini and toss it with a yogurt sauce as a cold kind of optional pasta dish that is just lovely. So there's so much you can do on the stovetop. Also grilling vegetables. I feel like a lot of people feel that turning on your grill for vegetables doesn't necessarily compute, but I love throwing any kind of vegetable on the fire and seeing what I get.
I want to talk more about that because I recently fired up my grill, and normally when I do, I'm thinking, okay, brats, I'm thinking ribs, I'm thinking burgers, and I had an experience recently where I just grilled up some peppers, and I also took foil packets, and I grilled up some pineapple. I don't think that was fresh in season in Wisconsin, but it was pretty good, with just some cinnamon and some brown sugar, and that cooked up really nicely. So there's really, it sounds like, a lot that you can do on the grill that doesn't involve meat.
Correct. Correct. Totally. One of my favorites is grilled zucchini, because I feel like both with zucchini and summer squash, you can easily overcook it until where it's like mushy and not very good. But grilling it just creates this perfect char either on the strip. I usually cut it lengthwise and grill it with just a little bit of olive oil and salt. And it's just perfect because it has a nice char, but still retains a little bit of texture. Same with sweet corn. Sweet corn on the grill. I mean, I grew up boiling sweet corn. And to have sweet corn off the grill is amazing as well.
We're talking to Erin Alderson right now. She's a cookbook author and founder of the vegetarian cooking website, NaturallyElla.com. And I completely agree with you, certainly on the corn front, having spent a big chunk of my childhood in Indiana, that is pretty much a staple all year round. I don't know how we do it, but the summer is when it is the best. What are some unexpected ways, maybe I'm going to put you on the spot again, to outside of grilling corn, serving corn?
Raw, I think, is probably one of the more unexpected ways. I know people are like, oh, raw sweet corn, but it's really nice in salads. Again, kind of going back to that idea of like a noodle bowl, even grain bowls. I'm being vegetarian developer of recipes, I rely a lot on grains and doing whole grain bowls with a sauce, some vegetables, whether cooked or raw. And a lot of times with sweet corn, I'll do just like a little sweet corn tomato mix with just some olive oil, basil, and salt. And I mean, that's kind of summer in a quick recipe.
I remember we did a segment on the Ideas Network once about, it was just a caller segment, how do you prepare corn? And you want to talk about issues that got people fired up? That was the one. We had people calling in with all kinds of different methods and no one could seem to agree on any given one. But that seems like it's the beauty of cooking things like corn. It doesn't necessarily matter which way you go about it. It sounds like often you're going to end up with a delicious result.
You are, as long as you get the silk out of the corn. No one wants to eat the silk.
Yeah, I feel like getting like teeth full of that sometimes when you haven't shucked it properly is just a nightmare, and you're kind of picking it out at your barbecue. We're talking specifically about, you know, vegetarian cooking, because that is the basis of your website. You know, a lot of people are going to be cooking out this summer, and as Chris mentioned earlier, it's when you think about grilling, you think about brats or ribs. How do you bring maybe meat eaters to the vegetarian table when you're cooking out?
I avoid like frozen veggie patties because I feel like that's what people automatically assume I'm going to serve them. And so I rely really a lot on salads. Again, kind of going back to the grain bowls, pasta dishes. It's really nice to be able to, you can throw pasta on your stovetop and then grill everything else out and combine it with a simple sauce, and you have this amazing main course of lots of veggies. And so I think it's just making sure that what you're doing has flavor to it and that it's robust enough, whether you're using grains or beans or lentils. I really like to mix up a lot of what I'm doing with the vegetables to make sure that I want people to eat it and go, oh, this is delicious, and then go, oh, wait a minute, there's not meat in this.
And it sounds like you want people to treat the vegetarian option at the potluck or the barbecue not as a side dish, but as the main course. So can you talk about making a veggie dish, you know, your strategies to really make it a satisfying main course?
So this is where I rely a lot on legumes. I just did a dish this past weekend where I grilled carrots and I tossed it in a romesco sauce and I served it over a white bean puree. And I mean, it was the first dish to go and everyone was like, oh, this is so delicious. You know, what was in this? And primarily bringing it all together was the bean puree. And no, I mean, sometimes I get scoffed at when I'm like, no, just eat beans whole, because a lot of times people who aren't used to that, it can be a little bit of a mouthful for them. And so I find bringing in these creative ways, like using a bean puree or doing lentils as a topping instead of the main component, or nuts and seeds too, are also a really great addition to meals to kind of round out where some of the protein from the meat might be missing.
It's Food Friday, and we continue our conversation with cookbook author and food blogger Erin Alderson about how to take advantage of the best produce summer has to offer.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are you curious about when it comes to vegetarian cooking? Have you found dishes you especially like during the summer? And do you have any questions about adding more veggies to your meals this summer. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And speaking of email, we have an email comment from Grant who says, summer corn with fresh tomato and onion in a salsa is unbeatable. Grant, I am with you. That sounds great. Aaron, how about that suggestion, cooking with salsa with fresh veggies in the summer?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that sounds delightful, and I could totally see that. So one of the things that I love to grill out is halloumi. For anyone who's not familiar with that, it's a Greek cheese that stays firm when you cook it, and you can easily grill it. And I love making halloumi tacos, and that salsa sounds perfect for topping that taco.
I'm also a big halloumi fan, so hearing that is like really piquing my interest about things to do this summer, right?
I've never heard of it, and
Chris, totally inadequate,
but I'm glad I'm here. Anyways, continue talking without me.
Yeah, so you're done. Just kidding. Chris will be back. But you did send along some recipes to us that we get to share, and so I want to get into that a little bit. You have a tomato harissa salad with farro, and it seems like it's sticking a little bit with that grain bowl that you've been talking about. It sounds really fresh, but let's break this down a little bit for those who aren't familiar. Can you explain what harissa is just to start?
So it is a kind of an herby spice sauce from, if I'm testing me, putting me on the spot, I want to say North Africa is the...
I think that's
this,
correct, yeah.
Yes, where the sauce originated, but it is full of herbs and toasted spices, a little bit of heat, and it's just one of those things that I could literally put on everything, and I do when I make it. And so it's just one of those sauces that can bring things together with the fresh tomatoes and the grains, and I find that I pack this salad for lunches or picnics. We're always heading off for the weekend, and so these are the kinds of things that I like to throw in the cooler because it can easily sit. It actually gets better as it sits, and it's just a really great salad.
And I've got to confess, I've got a jar of harissa in my refrigerator that I used about, you know, 2 tablespoons from once to cook some salmon, and it's just been sitting there ever since. So this is kind of speaking to me. It sounds like this ingredient is maybe a lot more versatile than what I'm thinking right now.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite pantry staples. So I believe that the recipe is using a green version, which is a little bit more herby. And you can buy harissa at the store that's in jars. And I have to warn you that it does get a little spicy. And so it's just one of those things that you want to taste ahead of time before you just start mixing it into all your ingredients. But I love using it. I'll make a yogurt dip or sauce with it where I just literally mix it right into the yogurt. I'll toss it with pastas. I'll add it to soups. It's something that I can't live without in my kitchen.
Yeah, I related to that because I was at the farmer's market a few weeks ago prior to Mother's Day because I was going to have my mom and my mother-in-law over and I was going to cook the salmon dish with the harissa. And I tried the harissa at the farmer's market and boy, am I glad I made that decision because that was spicy. And what I definitely didn't want was anyone overheating at Mother's Day brunch. So luckily that didn't happen. I went with some store-bought stuff that was just a little bit cooler. Well, speaking of things that are a little bit cooler, you've also shared with us a recipe for cucumber avocado spring rolls. Tell us about what inspired this dish.
So living in California, obviously, I get access to fresh avocados. And so this time of year, it is California avocado season. So we use a lot of those, but hopefully they get shipped to the Midwest as well. But it's fresh. It has the fresh cucumber, has the fresh avocado. And this also has a little bit of tofu in it, which could easily be thrown on the grill. So this becomes a meal that you can make without even touching your oven. And again, it's one of those things that I like to pack away, take on a hike with me, and it's nice and portable. It's just a perfect summer dish too.
Yeah, and avocados in particular, we do have them in the Midwest. They're very popular. I mean, we're all millennials, so we're familiar with avocado toast.
Been outed.
Yeah, sorry to our listeners. However, for some people who might want to try avocados, what are the best things to look for when they're at the grocery store? Since for some people, myself included, finding a perfect avocado feels like the Holy Grail at times.
And you kind of touched on exactly how you do it. It's all by feel, too. I found that what I do is I look for ones that are a little deeper in color, specifically Haas. There are many different varieties of avocado, and some take different ways of telling when they're ripe. But for the normal Haas avocado that you'd find in the grocery store, I just hold it, and I just gently squeeze it, not too hard, and you want to have it just be soft. You want to have it be a little give, but not so much that it feels mushy inside, and not so hard that there is no give. And so it's all by feel.
And so this is a recipe for a cucumber avocado spring roll. There are two of us here at this hosting table, and one of us doesn't like cucumber. I'm not going to say which one. So I'm wondering, is this something where we could substitute something like zucchini in place of cucumber, or is that not going to work?
Oh, no, you totally could. And you could do raw zucchini. I would just ribbon it, you know, put it, or zoodles. I know zoodles are really popular. I actually don't like that term, but I'm going to use it. This is also a really good place where you could grill some strips of zucchini and put it in with the tofu as well.
That sounds delicious. I'm going to try this certainly with a zucchini, but we're not going to say who doesn't like cucumbers at the table. And I want to remind everyone that we're talking to Erin Alderson. She's a cookbook author, and she's the founder of the vegetarian cooking website Naturally Ella. And we're talking about some recipes about how to best use your summer produce bounty. And another one, speaking of zucchinis, is a turmeric zucchini bowl. Also a spice that might not be in everyone's cupboard, but more people are getting on the turmeric train. Can you tell us a little bit about this dish?
Like I mentioned earlier, really love grain bowls. And this zucchini dish is so simple. It's a basic sauce, a little bit of zucchini, I think almonds for a little bit of texture. Mm-hmm. And I serve it over quinoa because, again, that's another great way to kind of round out the meal. Quinoa is a quick cooking grain. So is the zucchini. And I believe this bowl's ready in about 25, 30 minutes. So it's one of the weeknight staples in our house during the summer.
I also am curious if there's any interesting kitchen gadgets or anything that you use or would recommend to really encourage vegetarian cooking, because I think the thing that did it for me was actually getting a spiralizer, which then led to me making zucchini noodles. We're not going to call them the other thing, but it really kind of opened up a new world to me. So I'm curious if there are any gadgets in your kitchen that you would recommend.
Ooh. I try to limit my kitchen gadgets. I know there's tons of corn shuckers and avocado pitters, and I mean, you could go crazy getting all sorts of little gadgets for dealing with vegetables. But I find my most used thing in my kitchen is my chef's knife. And so if I have to recommend one thing, it's that making sure you have a good sharp knife, because that's the only way you're going to get through some of these veggies.
I'm going to put you on the spot again. This is clearly quiz time with Erin Alderson. But for a lot of people, too, who are trying to eat more vegetables, they'll go for a CSA. For people who aren't necessarily sure about some mystery vegetables that they get in this box, since they don't get to pick, what are some recommendations for you about how people might tackle these unexpected vegetables?
I think just popping onto Google and just doing a quick search, because there's really no vegetable out there now that someone hasn't made some amazing recipe for. And at the end of the day, there's hardly any vegetable that I've met that you can't roast, which, I mean, during the summer, again, you don't really want to turn your oven on. So try throwing it on the grill. I highly recommend getting a grill pan for some of those smaller things like green beans or diced zucchini, cherry tomatoes. That way you can just throw them on the grill still and they won't go into the grates. But usually, most especially summer vegetables, they don't need a lot. Just a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, you're good to go.
My solution when I encounter a vegetable or I've got just things sitting in the bottom of my refrigerator that need to go somewhere is just tossing it in a stir fry. And I think at the end of summer, I get to the point where I'm a little stir fried out. So I'm wondering if you have any strategies to make stir fries a little bit more exciting or appealing, especially after somebody may have been eating them for 2 months straight.
I like to change them up. So I'll do noodle bowls. And so I'll use soba noodles or udon noodles and stir fry some veggies and change up the sauce. Helps a lot, too. One day I'll do a chili sauce and the next day I'll do a teriyaki sauce. Or if I'm feeling completely over noodle bowls, I'll switch and do like fried rice with egg. And again, another really great way. I have a 4-year-old, and so I'm constantly trying to find ways to make vegetables into tiny bite-sized pieces. So fried rice is a great way to get him involved, and he'll gladly eat that as well.
Part of the reason why we wanted to have you on, Erin, is to talk about, you know, summer vegetables in particular, because they're at their peak, tomato, zucchini, all those other things that we've talked about. But some people typically, you know, buy veggies out of season. What are people maybe missing out on when they're not kind of following the seasons?
Flavor. I think that flavor is the biggest thing, because you think again, I'll go back to tomatoes, where you get a tomato that's been shipped thousands of miles or is just completely not ripe. It's kind of like the worst experience you can have in food is eating something that just doesn't have the same flavor when you know what the flavor's like. And I just feel like summer is such a great time to really embrace what a tomato really tastes like. And that sounds kind of crazy to say, but there really is a flavor difference.
And we only have about a minute left on the program, but we've been talking about vegetables in particular, but summer is also a great time for fruit. What are some of the best fruits that people can be on the lookout for this summer?
Any stone fruit, peaches, nectarines, plums, anything. And I really love using stone fruit in savory ways too. I think I'm obsessed with halloumi, and I have a halloumi peach skewer that goes easily on the grill. Salads, stone fruits and salads are amazing. And then berries as well. You can't go wrong with blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Erin Alderson is a cookbook author and founder of the vegetarian cooking website NaturallyElla.com. She joined us today to talk about her favorite summer vegetarian dishes. You can find the recipes we talked about today, including cucumber avocado spring rolls. We also have turmeric zucchini bowls and tomato harissa salad with farro. That's over on WPR.org/FoodFriday.